The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.
Wellfest is going to be taking place in Emma at the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham on Saturday, May 10th and Sunday, May 11th. And there's going to be a whole lot of movement, mindfulness, fitness, food, all that taking centre stage. On centre stage, one of the headliners is a man who is globally recognised celebrity fitness trainer to the stars, including the stars he's currently on the way to, DB Donimatrix. DB, good morning.
Great morning. How are we doing?
I'm very good. Now, I can't introduce you as a trainer to the stars without asking the obvious question. Who are those stars?
Oh, man. I don't even know where to start at. I just have to say, like, you know, over here in Los Angeles right now, we're in the AM hours. So I'm on my way to Calabasas to work with the Kardashians right now. We could just start there.
That's not a bad way to start. How did you get first working with the Kardashians? Because your first start was working with athletes, wasn't it?
Yeah. So I started my fitness career in San Diego. I was working with a lot of the players from the San Diego Chargers national football team, and also the San Diego Padres, which is the professional baseball team. So while I was doing that training in San Diego, I got called up to work on the movie set Transformers. I'm quite sure we heard of the movie Transformers. So while training on that set, I was working with guys by the name of Josh Duhamel, Tyrese Gibson. So when that movie was over, they requested and moved me to Los Angeles to continue to work with them. At that time, Josh ended up marrying Fergie from the Black Eyed Peas. So I was training her, and she started taking me on a lot of travel dates with her. Of course, she's with the Black Eyed Peas. So then I started training the Black Eyed Peas, and they started taking me on world tours with them. And then one person led to another, and here I am right now, excited to be headed to the Wellfest coming up.
Well, this is the thing that I'm intrigued by. How do celebrities compare to athletes when it comes to their willingness to be shouted at and to commit to hard work?
I say one of the biggest things, athletes, you know, they grow up from, you know, little league sports, just listening to a coach and, you know, those coaches making sure that they are prompt on time. So when you tell an athlete to run, you know, it's all about how fast, and you tell them to jump, it's about how high. Then when it comes to the entertainment world, things are a little different, you know, so you won't get the prompt, you know, response a lot of time when it comes to, you know, the entertainment is more like a hurry up and wait thing. So you can get called to train on set or with a celeb at a certain time. And, you know, that's more than likely not to start on time. So we could just start there. And then another thing is with the athletes, a lot of times that training is more seasonal, because once they go into season, you know, you won't see them for another, you know, 3-5 months or whatever the season is. But entertainers, the training is all year round. So I love that part about it.
So who in the entertainment world has impressed you with their either athletic capacity or their work ethic?
Oh, man, a few people, because, you know, the base of my training is athletic. I use the base of my training even with the entertainers. I use a lot of athletic exercises and movements. So I would have to say guys like Josh Duhamel and Khloe Kardashian does a really good job of competing and coming up and doing all these crazy exercises that I come up with. But pretty much everybody, because if I, you know, some people are a little more elite than others. But even if it's like a Kim Kardashian or something, or even a Fergie, I kind of like adjust the exercise so they can eventually get it where they're doing it, you know, at full capacity.
Now, you've been described by Men's Health as one of the top 40 fitness gurus of all time. When you look at what people do when they approach fitness, what are the most common mistakes people make?
Probably some of the most common mistakes I see is people are trying to do what they're seeing nowadays on social media. And a lot of times those people on social media are, you know, it's either fabricated, or the level that these people are on social media is way advanced than what the person who's looking at it probably needs to start at. So a lot of times, you know, it's just about figuring out where do you start to maybe even get up to those advanced levels that you're seeing on social media or those type of exercises.
And is it possible to get there without the supplements, support and equipment that celebrity entertainers can afford?
Yeah, it's definitely possible to get there. You know, a lot of the training starts, you know, outside the gym a lot of times. You know, you can just go to your local park and, you know, there's push-ups, pull-ups, there's dips, there's actual sit-ups. So before you get into all the, you know, advanced technology and all that stuff, you know, there's, you know, you have your discipline when you're eating your food. So it's definitely possible to get there.
Now, you've been on numerous different TV shows. I mean, Marrying the Game, you've been on a huge amount for E! And for VH1. You've been in Keeping Up with the Kardashians. On the latter topic of the Kardashians, if you were running a CrossFit contest between the lot of them, who's the elite athlete of the group?
Of the Kardashians?
Yes.
Oh, man, that's
well,
that's,
Caitlyn set aside because he's literally, or she's literally an elite athlete, but her aside, of the sisters, who would you bet on?
That's a tough one because the thing is, probably off the top of my head, I have to say Khloe. But here's the thing. When you're talking about competition, another gear kicks in when it comes to Kim, right? And then if I've seen Courtney in a workout outdo both of them. So it depends on what's at stake. But if I had to choose and pick one, I'd probably have to go with Khloe.
So I mentioned earlier on you're going to be in Dublin at the Wellfest. Have you been in Ireland before?
I've been there before. I was on tour with Black Eyed Peas. So we did a concert there, I think, at the, what's that arena there?
The Three Arena down by the river?
Yes, yep, we did a concert, but it was more of an in-and-out thing, so it was only like one day, so I didn't get time to really, you know, see the city like I wanted to, so this time, I'll be definitely exploring a little more.
So hang on a minute, so you would go with the Black Eyed Peas to train them while they were touring?
Yeah, while they were touring, so, you know, tour life is a tough life because every other night you're traveling to a different city. So in cases like that, they love to take me on tour with them just to kind of help them stay disciplined in their regimen, whether that be eating or indefinitely working out. So this last tour we did last summer, it got to a point where we were missing a couple workouts. So one of the things I did was I brought some of the equipment on the side of the stage. So doing certain performances, guys were coming, working out and staying amped up. And Will I Am even grabbed the push-up plates that I had on the side and brought them on stage and had 30,000 people count while he do push-ups. It was hilarious.
And how do you hold back when it's 3 o'clock in the morning and they're at the after party and there's a lot of calories being consumed and you're thinking, guys, come on, somebody's losing a six-pack here?
You know what? I make them pay for it in the gym the next day. That's kind of one of them things because, you know, you want people to enjoy themselves at certain events in case may be. But I kind of calculate all that up to how much we need to do more or how much we need to do less in the gym the next day.
And what about the Kardashians today? Are they in for punishment or have they been relatively good so far?
They've been good so far. So the Met Ball is coming up. So we've been training for that. So everybody's kept pretty much disciplined right now. So no complaints right now.
But they'll do that. They'll actually pick an event and say, I'm going to work out towards that event so that I peak, almost like athletic competition. I'll peak at the Met.
Yeah, you know, it's something like an athlete or any athlete who, you know, on off season, the training may be moderate. And then when there's an event coming up, a game or a boxing match or something, you know, those guys kick into gear. So it's the same thing. You know, there's maintenance training and then there's a photo shoot or event coming up and we kind of zone in for those type of things.
Well, in a sentence that I never thought I would say, DB, I won't stand between you and the Kardashians any longer. It has been very enjoyable talking to you. If you want to see DB in person, he's going to be at Wellfest in the IMA at the Royal Hospital in Kilmainham, Saturday, May 10th and Sunday, May 11th. DB, thanks again.
Thank you very much. If you want to get down to Mass, May the 10th, May the 11th, come out and see me.
DB Dynamatrix, thanks again.
Thank you.
The Anton Savage Show on News Talk.